Get up with
Cass and Budge on the Mid North Coast Hit.
Budge, do you believe in mythical creatures?
No, I believe in real creatures that people think are mythical.
Okay, then this story...
Some of them. Not all of them.
Well, I hope you believe in this one because this story, in fact, I do believe in. Because we were talking yesterday about Nepal and the Himalayas and how I actually was lucky enough to trek through them.
Yeah, you went to Poon Mountain or something, didn't you?
Yeah, summited Poon Hill.
Poon Hill.
Don't be weird about it. We had to really kind of gather around that while we were there. So... in Nepal, on the border of like where Nepal and China is, some Yeti footprints have been discovered by the Indian Army. Now, I'm not kidding. They have photographic evidence. These footprints are 81 by 38 centimetres.
My first question is, what the hell is the Indian Army doing there?
Well, that I cannot tell you. But what I can tell you is they were probably trying to find Yeti.
I see. All right. Well, fair enough. Wait, how do they know it was a Yeti's foot? Well, maybe someone, like, you know, just had really big feet.
But no one has that big a foot.
Maybe they're wearing really big shoes.
Snow boots.
Yeah. Big old booties.
Well, whoever that person is, I'm probably more scared of them than Yeti.
Fair enough.
Let me tell you. Well, look, if I'm thinking about how do you know if that is Yeti, it's just that, you know where these myths come about? Like, even in Greek mythology, like, yes, I'm Greek, and I always talk about, well, especially with family and friends, just about all of the Greek myths.
Like Medusa? Isn't she Greek or something?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, you look at her, you turn to stone.
Oh, that's that one. And there's
with
also...
Snake hair as well, yeah.
Yes. Well, you know how I always talk about the evil eye as well?
I'll say yes.
Oh, I like literally wear a ring, I wear a bracelet, I always have an evil eye on.
Oh, and, why?
Because it keeps the devil away type thing.
Oh.
And that's what... And basically if you're always wearing one, it's protecting you from it.
Show me it. What are you wearing?
Okay, I'm actually not wearing one today, but it's similar to that.
Yeah, yeah,
I usually wear it every day. I have to take it off.
Is it the gold looking thing that you're like, I've seen that.
Yeah. And
with your little Illuminati eye on there.
It actually, no, it doesn't look like that. No, so I always wear those type of things. And even like Aphrodite, there's a place in Greece where they say that she was born there. And if you go to that beach, you'll find love and things like that. I'm not saying that Yeti is similar to that, but the people of Nepal have been talking about Yeti for 100 years trying to find him. And anyone who actually goes to Mount Everest is said to be a little bit, I don't know, wary of that or a bit cautious. Is that not weird to think, yes, I'm going to climb up Mount Everest or near the Himalayas and I'm going to be risking my life, but Yeti could just come out of nowhere in the middle of the night?
I think that that'd be the way to go. I reckon, if anything, you've just got a really hairy bloke that lives in the mountains, and that's probably it. My big question, right?
Okay.
My big question would be to the Indian Army, because they've clearly used a bit of sleight of hand here. They've been questioned, hey, Indian Army, why are you in the Himalayas, mate? What are you doing? And they're like, oh, yeah, but Yeti, we found a Yeti.
Well, if they have found Yeti, then they're the biggest legends ever.
Get up with
Cass and Budge on the Mid-North Coast Hit.
Host Cass, I don't get into beauty trends and fads and things like that because
I think you're secretly
I'm already a solid 10 pal, so I don't need to.
Oh,
but I did see a story. Don't you know that I don't like to talk about Kardashians or Jenners or anything like that? In fact,
are your fingers crossed right now? Just tell me because we talk about them a lot, and I think you love them.
I don't like to, but I did see a story that a beauty practice that Kim Kardashian made famous in 2013. Has the vampire facial, it's called, which sounds disgusting and looks disgusting. And now that I've read what it is disgusting.
It is disgusting. And if you think about how many facials there are all over the world, there's so many different types we don't even know about that all actually come from, I guess, gross things. But this one can also be dangerous.
Yeah, that's true. So what's happened is people that have had this procedure are now being urged to take an HIV test because there's been a couple of people that have been diagnosed with HIV following the controversial procedure. What do they do specifically? Do they take the blood out of you and then reinsert it into your face? Or
yeah. So basically that's what it is. And I actually read that Kim Kardashian was pregnant at the time that she had this. So usually they give you a little bit of anesthetic, and she couldn't have any at the time. And she said she tried it and it was so painful. Like this was back then. She's happy she did it, but she said she'll never do it again due to the pain. So not only did it look like you were bleeding from the face, apparently it is quite painful. What they do is they take a sample of your blood, so via a needle, and then inject it back into you, all over your face.
Why? Why would you do it? Why?
I don't know whether that's supposed to, like, make you more little plump, I guess, get your blood vessels flowing. I honestly can't. I don't understand the background of the facial, but because Kim Kardashian did it, millions of people
have done obviously.
It.
So they're saying everyone that's had that done needs to go and get checked in case.
Look, anything with a needle is a higher medical grade thing where you need to make sure that that is obviously clean. It's clean to a medical grade and you can't just kind of go around. I don't know. It mustn't have been clean because it's not like they're injecting other people's blood. It's your own blood.
It's still disgusting. Oh.
Something must have gone wrong there. But can I just tell you something? Would you ever do a facial like that?
No, never, never, never.
But what it is, technically, if this wasn't a thing, if HIV wasn't a thing that it could give you, would you do it?
No, I hate needles.
All right.
I hate needles and I don't give blood because I've got low blood pressure or whatever. I can't remember what the doctor said. Low iron.
All right, good
to know. What's the thing where you stand up too quickly and you get dizzy?
Faint.
No, what's the condition that you have? Oh, it was years ago now.
I don't know.
It's the same reason I don't do drugs. If I want to rush, I stand up out of a chair when I'm not expecting to.
Oh, my God.
Cass and Bodge.
On the Mid-North Coast hit.
And kitchen hacks, particularly around the house, I thought I will look into particularly the kitchen hacks.
Especially because you're becoming a Nigella male version.
Well, no, I accidentally stumbled across some different things that I thought might help me out with different tasks, different ways of cleaning different things. And I watch a lot of YouTube videos about it, and I've come up with some great ones. Did you know bicarb soda and vinegar do way more than I thought they did?
Probably, yeah. Tell me, what do they do?
Well, and this all started with me trying to fix the plumbing the other day.
Yes, good. Apparently that really smells. The bicarb soda didn't really work out for you, but what can it do?
Well, it was a mixture of bicarb, vinegar and hot water was what was needed to try and clear the drains. But that's not what fixed it in the end. Mm. So what I've got here is apparently, if first off I'll go the iron, the sturdy old iron. Yeah. Have you ever looked at the face of the iron and seen that it's got grubby bits all over it, maybe some discoloration? If you iron up, and I haven't tested this one just yet, but if you iron over heaps of salt and then give it a wipe, apparently it comes straight off because the heat and the salt react.
Oh, clean it.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
I do a lot of cooking in the oven. So, you know those, the wire trays that go in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They go in there.
The stainless steel trays.
Yeah, you know how they're sometimes hard to clean those little bits?
Oh, they suck. I hate cleaning them.
I got one for you. Get a Scotch-Brite, right? You know the sponges with the green bit on the side that's quite rough, and take a really sharp knife and slice a couple of lines parallel to each other long ways down it.
Oh, I like this.
And then what you do is they run along and they clean it properly. It's great. I've tried that and it does work.
It does work. Okay. Normal soap, are we feeling?
Well, yeah.
Depends. It depends what kind of meat you cooked to what's stuck there.
This
okay.
is true. Cling wrap.
Yes.
Cling wrap. Now, if you've got a messy fridge, maybe you've got kids and you've got all this mess and gunk and stuff on your what do you call them? Where you put the shelves.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you take the shelf out, take everything off it, instead of giving it a wipe, put cling wrap over the top and then peel it back and it gets majority of the gunk off for you.
What? As if that works.
It does work. Didn't get the jam off, but it got everything else off. Yeah. The other one.
I've never heard that one.
This is another one I've tried.
Tell me.
Shaving foam. Now, okay. I've got a whole thing of it, but I never use it, obviously, because I've got plenty of facial hair. I just give it a trim every now and then.
Mm.
If you wipe it on the bathroom mirror, you know how sometimes you give it a wipe and you get streaks left on there?
Yeah.
This doesn't do it. You just wipe the shaving foam on and you just keep rubbing it in, and then it comes up perfect.
Are you serious?
Yeah, no, this is true.
Because usually it's like, you get like Windex or Shower Clean or whatever.
Windex, you're so great.
It works, dude, it works. And you're wiping the mirror or whatever because usually you don't actually realize how dirty that is. Yeah. And one time when you actually look at it, you're telling me shaving cream is going to clean
it. Yeah, no, it does. It does.
Water? Like with water?
Huh?
Or just straight shaving cream?
No, just straight, do it dry. Well, not dry, but, with it just by itself.
All right.
The other cool thing is something you can use with the iron and some our foil. So I had a bag of lentils in my kitchen because I sometimes make soups.
Yeah.
And what I do normally is with the bag, after I've cut the top off, I roll it up and I put a peg on it. Most people do that sort of thing in their kitchen.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But no, I've got an easier way. So as long as you make sure the cut in the bag is nice and straight, if you line it up with and wrap some foil over the ending of it, nice big fat, thick sort of line of it, and then iron over it, what it will do is it will reseal that package.
Okay, who has time to do that?
It's very easy. It's very quick.
That does make sense. That does make sense. Because is that the same thing when you have, like, you know, the Parmesan cheese or the mozzarella or whatever, and they have the seal? I'm an idiot, and often I cut over the bloody seal. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, there's a seal when you get a Parmesan cheese packet that's grated or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I always cut over the seal, and then...
Oh, no, this is if it doesn't have a seal.
I know. So, well, I know, I'm saying are... I'd have to reseal mine again and do that.
I know. Well, 13, 12, 16, your favourite kitchen hacks. Let us know them if you can. But I'm going to do more of this, Cass. We're going to put videos together. I am going to compile all the ones I know and I'm going to share them because they've changed. They've made the kitchen exciting
Local
again.
Local hero bodge.
Hit review. The S is silent because we can't swear on radio.
Yeah, Cass, well, you're doing the duties today, I believe.
I'm in the big film. Seat.
When you know what the film is that Cass is reviewing, please do give us a call, 13 12 16. You can win yourself some movie tickets to Majestic Cinema, Sortel, Nambucca Heads and Port Macquarie. Loads
Why,
of great
wouldn't
films
you?
Around.
All right, Bodge. So there was this guy, right? And he was a risk analyst. And all he thought about day in, day out was just like, if you walked over this subway crate, you know, there's a one in whatever chance that you could die. And he would always like recite these stats. And he was a pretty kind of, I guess, odd guy.
That's weird.
He had this smoking hot wife and they got married. And on the honeymoon, he cheated on her with the scuba diving instructor.
Ask him what the chances were for that.
Ugh.
He cheated on her.
She cheated on him.
Oh, she cheated
the hot
on
wife.
Him.
With this super hot scuba diving instructor, and he walked in on them doing the dirty.
Oh, no.
Obviously that wasn't a fun time for him. Anyway.
Did he pull up a chair and just wait for it to finish before having a word, or did he interrupt them, or what?
He was just like, I'm going to kill you.
Did he kill him?
No.
Oh.
He was a lot, this guy was a lot smaller than the guy that the wife was getting with.
Right.
Anyway. After a little while, he goes back home. He starts just living his normal life again, but everyone was just like, oh, sorry about your wife. You know, they just kept saying it, so he couldn't really get over it. He ran into this girl that he met that he knew from high school.
Right.
And basically, she was just this crazy, crazy girl. Like, she was just kind of like, she loved just working wherever, traveling the world. And she had this ferret that she bought from a flea market. And he's like, ew, ferrets are gross. And
a ferret?
A ferret. And he actually was...
Hang on. I know this. No, keep going. I think I've got it.
You got it? Okay. Yeah. And then basically she would like walk her ferret around the block as well. And then the worst thing of all, though, that happened is he went on this... like yacht with one of the guys that he was being a risk analyst for.
Sure.
And he put up the wife who cheated and the new ferret lady up against each other to see who was more risky, and she saw it.
Oh dear. Okay, well, we've got someone on the line. Hello, good morning to you. Who have we got?
Antonia,
where are you calling from?
Port Macquarie.
All right, Antonia, do you happen to know what the film is that Cassandra is talking about?
Is it Along Came Polly?
Oh, you're a queen.
Hi, Antonia. Hey, you've got some tickets to the movies. Anything you're keen on seeing at the moment?
Probably Endgame.
Have you not seen it yet?
No.
Bodge is freaking out.
It's all right. Have you managed to avoid spoilers?
Yes, I have, even though my best friends are very bad at keeping spoilers from me.
Well, they've done very well then. Hey, we're not going to spoil it for you either, because it is a fantastic film. You have a lot of fun.
Yeah, you enjoy it. Who are you going to take with you?
Probably my brother.
Aww.
Oh, there you go. That's brownie. Family brownie points.
Yes, legend.
All right, stay on the line and we'll grab your details. We're sending you off to the pictures, okay?
Thank you.
So easy. There you go. Hit review done for another week, Cass.
I like it. That's one of my fave movies, I reckon.
A ferret, though.
Yeah, she had a ferret. I kind of want one now. You know, got a bird, I may as well get a ferret.
Yeah, it's incredible. Hey, look.
That's incredible.
Imagine I didn't even know you could get it as a pet.
I don't know if it's legal.
Yeah, this is true. Hey, I've got some food here that I want you to try. I only just saw it yesterday. It's going to be a blind tasting. We're going to do it next.
Oh,
and
no.
I need you to try and guess what the food is. It's coming up on Hit.
Okay.
Good morning.
Get up with
Cass and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast Hit.
Cass, I've got something quite special here for you. I don't want you to look. I want you to keep your eyes firmly shut.
Oh, I'm so bad at this. Okay.
The last time I said this to someone, it was something totally different. But I found something. You're opening your eyes, pal.
I'm not. I'm just trying to get comfy.
Right. I want you to eat this, and I want you to tell me what you think it tastes like. Go. Put your hand out. Yeah, go.
Okay.
Bung it in. Go.
What is it?
Well, clearly it's chocolate.
Okay.
Right. What flavour do you reckon it is?
Oh my God, I'm going cheesecake?
No, it's wagon wheel.
What?
Wagon wheel. Have a go at this one.
I haven't finished that one.
I don't care.
Okay.
Eat that one. We've got to do it quick because it's radio and people get bored very easily, including me. Go on.
I don't like this one.
You don't like it? That's really?
It's really sweet.
It's an iced Vovo.
Dude, where are these from? Just shut up. God, you're so aggressive when you're force-feeding people. Okay, wait.
I'm having a lot of fun feeding you. It could be one of those feeders that like gets people fat on purpose.
I don't like this. Okay, what is this?
This one's a Jats-flavoured one.
Dude, this tastes like nothing compared to the other two.
No, it's true. I've only got three lots. So put your hand out again. Do you want another one of that one? Last one that you just had?
Can I open my eyes?
Yeah, of course, yeah. So I went to the shops yesterday and I saw Arnott's had done them blocks of chocolate.
Okay.
But they've done heaps of them. All the classic Australian
Can
stuff.
Can I tell you the truth?
Yeah.
The Jats is by far the best, actually.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you might say that because it's the most savoury of all
of them. Yeah. So, and because the other one was really over... What was the other one? The second one? The wagon wheel.
Well, no. The second one was the iced Vovo. That's the one you didn't like.
I didn't like it. I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's fair enough. But the wagon wheel was there. I thought, as soon as I saw it, as soon as I tasted it, I thought that tastes just like sort of Black Forest almost. But
I know it sounds so bad, but I don't know if it's because I haven't eaten or like had anything else right now. I could not for the life of me, like I knew that taste.
I needed you to have a clean palate, mate.
Oh my God, it's like you're starving me, then you're force feeding me, and then I put out my hand for another one and you wouldn't give me anything.
No, I wouldn't. Only three. But they had ginger nut, they had all sorts. I didn't even know this was a thing. This must be recent. It must be recent.
What's your favourite?
I haven't had the Jats one yet.
Off you go. He's chewing.
Some people like the sound of chewing. Some people
I was chewing right into the microphone because I was so stressed out.
I think I'm with you. I think the Jats one's actually the best.
The other ones are too much. Up the Jats.
Get up with
Cass and Butch on the Mid-North Coast hit.
3, 2, 1.
Let's go! KFM's 5 in 10.
$730. Cass, who we got on the line?
Broden is calling straight out of Warhope. Good morning, Broden.
Good morning.
How you going?
Yeah, pretty good.
Broden, we're going to ask you a question. We're going to give you 10 seconds. We need 5 answers from you. Are you ready to go?
Yep.
Okay, cool. What we need you to do in 10 seconds is name us 5 soccer teams in the La Liga League.
Australia, Brazil, Argentina.
Spanish League. England. Spanish League.
Oh, Spanish. Spain.
Sorry. We got Atletico Madrid, Real Madrid, Barcelona, Valencia. I'm trying to think of some other ones. Espanyol is in there as well. Villarreal. So the Spanish Soccer League, unfortunately. But thanks for having a crack, Broden. You have a good day, man.
That's all right.
Thanks, yeah, Broden. Have a good one.
$740. It was a tough one, but
that was a hard one.
They do get tougher as it gets up there, Cass.
But we still want to give the money away.
Of course we do.
Madrid and Barcelona would probably be the only two I would have got there.
They're the most famous.
BT Dubs.
They're kind of the Chelsea and the Manchester United of a lot. Do you know what I mean?
I like that.
Yeah, well, no, it's unfortunately the case. You know, I follow West Ham. And the only times I hear about them in the news when they're doing the soccer updates is when they've either beaten or like been thoroughly smashed, which is normally the case, by one of the big four teams. So I'm very used to not hearing anything about them.
Well, there you go.
8:10, Cass and Bodge this morning. We'll be doing another Bachelor in Paradise interview coming up.
Zoe.
Get up with
Cass and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast hit.
Cass and Bodge. On hit this morning for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie, and I'm getting really, really anxious because I'm going to see the end of Osh's hair for a little while when Bachelor in Paradise finishes up.
I know.
And apparently it's not far off.
It's not far at all. We're in final week, Bodge. And can I tell you, Osh's hair won't be on TV for a little bit
No,
then.
This is true.
It'll be
but
back.
But you know what else? Because it's been pushed back a little bit later because of MasterChef, I've had to catch up on the app and I missed the last couple of episodes.
I know. Well, I've got the girl who you need to talk to on the line right now.
You've been telling me all about this damn kiss. I need to know.
Zoe, good morning to you.
Oh, morning, guys.
Look, Zoe, sorry to put this one on you so early, but Cass has been banging on about you slobbering on someone else's face all morning.
Zoe!
It must have been hot.
No, can I tell you, Zoe, props to you. You grabbed that neck and you just went for it. I'm sorry, but every girl should probably take a leaf out of your book. The confidence you had there, yeah, girlfriend, how was it?
Look, I decided it was just time to Mac on with Mac. It just had to be done.
I was with Mac.
I don't know, was there chemistry? Was there not? So, look.
Oh, do you know what? I think you've done Mac a great service.
Me
now
too.
That I know it was him, I'm much happier about it. Because we had him on the show, and I said I felt bad for him because he was on with Sophie. He was on with Alex. He got done by both of them. He was on Bachelor in Paradise last year.
And now he's been done by Zoe.
And you know what? I reckon you've, yeah, did you dump him?
So what, Bodge, you got to keep up, mate. What happened was last night they had a kiss and then they decided, look, it's not for us. But it was interesting.
That's okay.
It was which is fair enough. Interesting in the episode. Did you rewatch it, Zoe?
I did watch it, yeah.
When Mac is like, oh, yeah, look, I am feeling some spark. And then, of course, you ripped the Band-Aid and said, look, I don't think I am.
Awkward.
How did you know after the kiss? Like, firstly, was he a good kisser?
Did he use too much tongue?
Was he a good kisser?
Well, he wasn't a bad kisser. Like, there was nothing wrong with that kiss.
No.
But there was just nothing there between us, if that makes sense. Like, you know that feeling, those butterflies that, like, I'm really keen on this guy. We were just friends.
There is that line where it's either sometimes it's a little bit grey, then you'd want to go it again, but sometimes it's just like, no.
Did you realise that you were just friends mid-kiss?
No, I think I knew before. I was really clutching it.
That's terrible.
No, because they were the last ones basically left there who weren't.
One's left on the island. You've got to give it a go.
It was like the last two left standing, and you were like, look, we can either try this and see if we have some sexual chemistry here.
Oh, right.
Or not. But look, you gave it a crack with Mac, but I just want to know, have you found love now?
I haven't.
Oh.
That's okay. Look,
it's okay. Have you?
0433.
Bud.
All right.
Okay, look, that's okay because I feel like, you know, you never know when it could come around the corner.
Yeah, slide in the mid-DMs. We'll go and get a pie. Come to the mid-north coast.
Okay, stop it. Poor Zoe. No, okay, Zoe, so out of all the guys who were there, who do you kind of wish you got to Mac on with a little bit more?
Oh, look, looking back now, mm-hmm. I'm like, as if I shouldn't have just gone for American Alex. And I think I didn't go for him because he was from America. But I'm like, holiday, like, summer fling, why not? Look at those abs.
Cass, are you hearing this? This is the second time we've heard American Alex is the go.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's probably the 100th time I've heard American Alex is the go. He is so hot.
Yeah, I know. But we had a Laura saying the same thing, that she was super keen on him. She couldn't pick between the two Alexes.
Yeah, we had her on yesterday, Zoe, and she was saying how she kind of liked them both. What was it about American Alex? Is it his charisma, or is it just that when he talks, his tricep and bicep move at the same time?
Yeah, I look at
they do.
Definitely not the charisma. It's definitely the look.
So it is the look. So that could have been a bit of a summer fling.
Yeah.
Well, okay. All the cup. Oh, sorry.
I was just going to say, look, this has got to be like a kind of weird version of live Tinder almost on an island.
Yeah.
Like how the experience is itself, how has it been in terms of awkwardness? Like, do you just go up to someone and say, look, you're fine. Let's have a chat and see if we've got a bit of chemistry, or do you get matchmaked?
Well, I think as I walked in, I made a point of going and talking to all the guys and finding out where they were at. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. Are you in a relationship? Are you open to this? So you sort of feel it out that way, but you're filming 24 hours a day, 7 days, you're hanging out there, you sort of naturally gravitate to the people that you do have chemistry with.
Well, thank God for that, actually, because if it was a limited time, you'd probably be a bit more stressed about who you're going to talk to.
Yeah.
Zoe, out of all the couples right now, who can you tell us who's still together, or can you tell us who you reckon will live the test of time?
Look, I can't give any spoilers.
Zoe.
I know when I was leaving, I thought that Flo and Davey were couple goals. I was like, that's what I want to be like when I leave. So my money's on them. If anyone's going to last, it's going to be them, I reckon.
Now, I've got one more question, and because there's kids in the car on the way to school, I'll keep it as G-rated as possible.
Yes.
But did anyone, get to, you know, Cass already given me the answer. Did anyone get to third, fourth, fifth base? You know,
oh, we the talking. Hell's fifth?
I'll tell you
Look,
after.
If my mum and nana are listening, I certainly didn't.
they're not listening.
Look, a lady never kisses and tells, but look. They're all adults there.
All right. There we go. Read between the lines. Yeah. Zoe, thank you so much. We do hope that you find love. And look, at least you got a little bit of practice.
What?
No.
Cass.
At least you got a bit of practice with
Can't
Mac.
Can't say that.
With Mac.
A little bit of macking on with Mac.
Yeah. Oh. I love that.
Kissing practice. Yeah, fair enough.
Zoe, thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too, guys.
Get up with Cass and Bodge.
On the Mid-North Coast here.
I know. Hey, I'll tell you what I'm not used to, and I should be by now. Computers taking over the world, as they do. We know that that's going to happen eventually.
A hiccup, you.
Yeah, well, you know. Amazon, though, yeah. I saw a story about... have you ever been sacked unfairly, Cass?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. What about fairly, but not by a human?
No,
I didn't think so. Amazon have got this automatic system that tracks productivity in workers.
Oh,
would you believe?
Don't.
I know.
What if having a bad day?
It's really, really scary stuff from what I'm reading. So apparently if you get if a worker receives 6 warnings in the space of a year, Amazon lawyers have confirmed, right, that the employee then gets an automatically generated termination notice. So they're being tracked. And I've seen that there's been reports that some of them are even going to the toilet in, like, plastic bottles because they can't take a break to go to the toilet.
Okay, that is outrageous.
I know. They're scared they're going to get sacked. They're scared they're going to get sacked.
You know what? So, what, they track absolutely everything, and then if they are found to be not doing a good job, Amazon sacks them, even in a person.
This is the official words. Workers in the warehouse are encouraged to pack and scan orders at an Amazon pace. And those are in little quotation marks, an Amazon pace.
Okay.
Described as a speed in between walking and jogging. Whoa. Whoa. Walking and jogging between that, and that's the pace for your whole shift. It doesn't work like that.
No.
No. They go through hundreds of orders an hour as well, and they skip toilet breaks. A lot of them are doing this
that's
to make the rate.
Do you know that that's actually really unhealthy to skip to go to the toilet? If you have to wee, you should actually go. That's just a PSA.
Yeah.
But I don't understand. Oh, so how many people have been sacked, do you know?
No, I don't know. I know that some people have been. But imagine getting your marching orders from a computer. You have not been productive enough.
That's just so weird. Well, I'll tell you, one of my best friends is a lawyer, and she gets her productivity tracked. And what it is just on her computer, if she opens up an email, absolutely everywhere, they can see what she does, and just to clock her hours. So if she was going to get fired, though, it would definitely be a person telling her. Mm. But they track her hours hard out, and she has to stay back late or go in early or whatever if she doesn't get that done in that exact time. Because if she goes to make a coffee quickly, they stop it.
Well, there have been some accusations that some of the sackings have been unfounded. So and they've even said that the manager has no control over the work rates that are set on the computers, and but they can override automatically sort of generated notices if they're incorrect. So it's a really weird one. I'm just glad we don't have it here. If we had it here at the station with all the toilet breaks I take and the amount of work I don't do, I'd be gone in a day.